All right, I found someone who can articulate this a lot better than me. Good friend of mine, Kit Cummings. He's got a new book coming out called Protect the Dream. Mr. Kit Cummings, how are you, sir?
Good to talk to you, Mike.
My man, it's been too long. Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you're here. All right, so I actually talked to Kit the other day. I just called him up to say hi. And I said, you know what, Kit? I just heard this Ben Carson thing, and what do you think about it? And Kit just goes, started flying on it. I was like, oh, we need to chat about it. And that's the very first time that I told you exactly what he said. But what do you think about that? Do you agree with Ben Carson?
Well, first of all, sometimes I get in trouble when I go.
That's true. By the way, my wife and I, we always joke that girls can't do the machine gun sound effect. They just can't. They can't do it. My wife goes, poo, 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 poo. I was like, oh, no. I'll work on that with my son. You don't worry about that.
Yeah, you got to learn it.
Exactly.
When you're a little boy. That's a big one there.
So what do you think?
I thought it was a very interesting statement and question. And if you remember, I responded pretty quickly. But I agree with what he said in a lot of ways. But I think I have to preface it because I've done a lot of work with generational poverty, working with youth in very tough situations in prisons, juvenile corrections, gang intervention, but in a lot of very, very tough communities where there's generational poverty, there's a lot of single households, there's obviously immigration concerns, there's if there's one parent and then that parent is working, a lot of times the kids are, you know, kind of left to fend for themselves. Or if there's two parents in the home, a lot of times both of them are working. And a lot of the kids that I've worked with, they've not only never had a job, they've never seen anybody that had one. You know, they haven't had a parent that's ever gone to a job. So, wow. I mean, you've got generational things in place here where, you know, where there's welfare and there's different things, and that is absolutely passed on from one generation to another. If I would have grown up that way, which I didn't, I grew up in kind of middle class, part of Atlanta, where everybody kind of looked like me, and, you know, I had a lot. We didn't have a lot, but we didn't have a little. We had enough. And if I would have grown up in an area where a lot of kids I work with did, where it's what I just described, I don't believe I would have had the character to rise above and be that great, you know, come out of that situation. I mean, I'm just looking at my life. I don't know that I would have been that great person that was so strong mentally and was willing to do whatever it took to change, to break the cycle, you know, in my family, which there's countless examples of people who have risen out of poverty and become legends, and people don't even know where they came from because they changed the way they thought. And we become what we see, and how we think changes how we feel. How we feel changes our language. Our language changes us and our actions. That's where our destiny comes from. You know, so it all starts with the thoughts. I think that's probably what Dr. Carson was talking about, is that ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm responsible for how I think and what I believe is possible. I'm responsible for whether I'm willing to pay the price, you know, for the dream that I have, or even if I have a dream, like you were talking about with a lot of these kids.
That's amazing, because to go back to one thing you said, a lot of these kids don't even know any different, right? Like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Football player, like, I don't even know what the five would be, right? But probably just mostly athletes, rap, whatever, singer, and celebrity. So they don't even know, and let alone that. I mean, we talked to some kids who from inner city here who have never been to the beach.
Right. So, how do you imagine something that you can't remember? I mean, there's a
wow,
pretty powerful
say
thing.
That, yeah, say that again.
You cannot imagine something that you can't remember. Okay, if you think about it, if you get a kid to imagine the ocean and he's never experienced it, never. I mean, what is he?
Yeah.
You know, if we're trying to get a kid to imagine a life that he's never witnessed, he's never experienced, he or she, you know, go get a job. I'd love to. I can't even imagine it. Why? Because I can't remember ever seeing anybody ever done it. That's going to take a serious, you know, mentor and role modeling and programs and somebody pouring their life into those kids. But that is out there. That can happen. I mean, you know, I mean, but it's going to mean thinking differently and starting to believe that it's possible. I've never seen it. I can't really even imagine it because I don't have any memories of what that looks like, but you do. Will you teach me? And see, those are the ones that get out. But again, what is role modeling? What is mentoring? What are programs teaching people how to think differently? Period. Right.
So, but that's Ben Carson's point, right? He says poverty is a mindset, right? So you need to teach people to think differently. But I guess there's some people who would hear what you just said and say, what? Arrogant?
Well, notice what I didn't say. Okay, if I'd have said, as a privileged white guy, you know, living in a nice area of Atlanta, went to college, was never even a question of whether I was going to go to college. It was where. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a whole different thing. If I sat back and said, hey, poverty is a mindset. You just got to learn to think differently. That's all. And so poor people start thinking differently, and you can be like the rest of us if I said that. Yeah, that is just terribly arrogant and clueless.
So what are you saying?
But what I said was, you know, it's possible but very difficult if you've never seen it before. And I also said that I myself, I don't think that I would have been that guy. I think I would have become like what everybody else did in that little neighborhood, you know, wherever it was.
So what – could you pick one, right? Pick one mindset change that you think is fundamentally changed someone's life. And I know everyone's different. Every circumstance is different. But what's just one big principle?
One that I'm real high on right now that's a part of this book is RPM. And because it's 40 Days of Power is the book, Protect the Dream. We try to help kids that are in tough circumstances, primarily athletes to begin with, to figure out, well, what is their dream? Let's get real specific about what you want, and then let's equip you and give you the tools, you know, to go after that dream, and then let's come up with a game plan. And so RPM is one of the things that we teach, and it's start with the result in mind. You know, what's the outcome that you want? And so if that's a kid that's in a tough school, you know, in a tough community, you know, maybe doesn't have the support of parents or doesn't have anybody, no positive role models in their life, you know, whatever it is, you know, first get real clear on the outcome that you want. What do you want? Be very specific. Most people don't even ask or answer that question. They just kind of go with doing the things they've always done. And then the P is purpose, is, well, why? Why do you want that? Okay, you say you want to, you know, do this or that, whatever it is, play college football. Why? Okay, well, I mean, the why is very, very powerful, not just the what. Here's what I want. Here's why. And then the M is the method. You know, okay, well, now let's talk about how to get you there and see if you're willing to pay the price. But I think that's a big, you know, mind shift right there. If people took that into every area of their life, is RPM is easy. It's about power. How do I bring power into my life? We'll start with the end in mind. What do I want? Why do I want it? And what am I willing to do to get it? And then it's a choice that we all get to make. You know, we can't – I tell people if your big why is not bigger than your greatest obstacle, your biggest fear, and your most sophisticated excuse, you will quit every time. And so that why has got to be bigger, because otherwise you're going to say – you're going to have an excuse. You're going to blame somebody, complain about your situation. Those are all thinking patterns and habits that do lead to poverty emotionally, you know, not just financially, but relationally.
Yeah.
You know, all of those things, you know, can lead to a poor life.
Wow. All right. So 760kfmb.com, go to the podcast section and listen to this interview again. Right, guys, I want to rehash all that, but we don't have time. Two more quick questions. What's the importance of working backwards? Because as you know, we got baby Jack, and we got that piece of advice as well, to think of the man you want Jack to be, right? Not investment banker, but what type of person do you want him to be? And then work backwards and do what you need to do to get there. So it sounds like what you were just talking about there. So why do it that way? What's the importance of being intentional about it?
Well, I think one of the greatest resource that we were given by our creator is this amazing brain, this supercomputer that sits on our shoulders and is almost unlimited in its potential and capacity. It's a computer waiting to be asked questions to find what you want. I mean, it's just like you put something in Google, you're going to quickly get thousands and thousands of answers to that question. And the quality of the question determines what you get back. What do you ask it to find? And I think the brain is designed to find whatever we tell it to find. And so if we ask the right questions and start with the end, the outcome is, I want an incredible marriage. Like, I want my wife to be happy, joyous, and free, secure, safe, and loved, feel taken care of. If I start with that question and say, what do I've got to do today to be the best husband I can be and make my wife feel beautiful, wanted, safe, and secure? the brain takes that and it goes to work finding answers, because I'm starting with the end. If I say, why does this always happen to me? Why does my marriage suck? The brain says, all right, I'll find you some answers, because you're a bozo, because you never really do anything well, because you're, the brain is just going to give you answers. So if we ask good questions built on the outcome we desire, what's it going to take for me to be, you know, the best business owner I can be? What's it going to take for me to be financially free? What's it going to take to raise just standout, great human beings, you know, of my kids? You'd be amazed at what the brain will do for you on your behalf. Subconsciously throughout the day, it will be searching to give you answers for those things. I mean, visualization, imagination, asking the right questions, all of those are so powerful. And I think it can make people, you know, this book, and I'll finish with this, is The Protect the Dream takes 40 iconic athletes, and athletes study the greats and find out that, you know, Serena Williams was ducking gunfire in Compton while she practiced tennis. Most people don't know that. She had to rise above, get out of Compton. Why? She had a dream. Why? She wanted to win Wimbledon. Why? Because she wanted to be the best ever. Well, she had to say no to a lot of things in Compton because she had a big dream. Now, what's her excuse? She didn't have one. But she could have said, man, I grew up here. Nobody makes it out of here. Well, obviously they do.
Awesome. Kit, you're the man. I love you, brother. Always good to talk to you. When's the book coming out?
It's out. We're releasing it with the athletes first, and then a general release at the end of the summer. Okay. Protect the Dream, Raising Up Young Role Models, Turning Potential into Greatness. And it's raising up kids to be role models in their schools so that we can tackle this overdose, suicide, violence thing we got going on with teens. And so Power of Peace Project, what it's all about, Protect the Dream is the book. You're awesome. Love doing your show. We'll do it anytime.
You're the man, Kit. Have a great day, brother.